Okay, so hopefully we're finishing the sugya today. We're trying to take up Shitas Rashi. Specifically, we're going to kind of contrast Rashi to Tosfos, and then we'll try to contrast Rashi by Tosfos in terms of Ripoy, right? The Machlokas. Tosfos holds that Ripoy is with Sarim Boshes, part of the Nafkamina questions, whether you look at it as one big beatdown or separate attacks. And Rashi holds that Ripoy is also, there's no Nafkamina about Ripoy. There's no naf, right? Ripoy also is definitely the same amount, irrespective of whether you look at it as separate chada chada or kule abahade adad, right? So, okay. So, focusing on that, we'll take up the Sheves. There's also Mahogas between Rashi and the Rush about Sheves, which we'll take up later. First, let's begin with this. So, the two Rashis on the Ripoy are, there's basically three Rashis in the whole sugya, not too many Rashis, right? So the first and the third are the interesting ones for Ripoy. So when Rashi describes the case in the first Rashi, the Kites Yado, Vilom Duhu, says Bezin wasn't omit him. They didn't tell the Mazik how much you have to pay, right? They didn't say this is how much you give him for when he cuts off his hand. They didn't say this is how much you Ripoy Shevet Sarim Boshes you pay. And Rashi says, V'achakach Shibris Raglo, Kodim Shinis Rape. And then afterwards, you broke his leg before he got healed. Okay. And then when it says the nafkamina, right, it only has a nafkamina by Tzaron Boshes about how you look at it as chada chada individual attacks or as one big attack. But Rashi is of a Ripoy, it's the third Rashi, the nafkamina Rashi, says of a Ripoy low, there's no nafkamina Ripoy, Sherei lo nisrap ben tayim, he hasn't been healed in between, right? So the question is, well, what happens if he would have been healed in between? Then would it have been a nafkamina, right? The horror would have been, so then why didn't Gemara just make that the case? And then just make Ripoy part of the Nafkamina with Tzaron Boshes. The Gemara is looking for Nafkaminas. By Sheves and Nezek, fine, there's no Nafkamina no matter what you do. I got that. But if Ripoy could have been a Nafkamina, if he was healed in between, and he went to the doctor, whatever it is, got healed in between, and now the fact is the case, you just made a case where he didn't. So then I don't make the case where he got healed in between. So that you have a better Nafkamina, more better Yivaya. Right, so you have to say that according to Rashi, it's impossible that if he actually got healed in between, is what you were saying, Zev, right? So then you don't even have the question. You don't have the question because then you definitely would look at it as chada chada, right? You would definitely look at them as separate individual attacks. So what does that show us, right? What does that show us? That first Rashi is dafka, that achkach shibris ragl kodem shiyas nisrape, because according to Rashi, right, Rashi is giving us that thing we were asking yesterday or before Shabbos about the about Tosos, of what's the Mitzaref here. How do you, like, granted there's these two framers of looking at it, but what allows you to be, what's the framework of being Mitzaref? You just always be Mitzaref it, no matter how far apart they were. And the other way we were saying is, let's say they're really close, then do you look at it as, you know, okay. So we said according to Tosos, definitely, for Tosos, we had the point of if there were two different days. If they were in the same day, according to Tosos, we were saying that they're really one, they're definitely one thing, right? And if they were different days, that's when they could become two, right? But we didn't really explain, according to Tosos, is how far apart they could be in order they could still be possibly be viewed as one, right? That we didn't really take up. More took up the question of how is it possible to separate the two? We said he has to go sleep in between. Yeah. You're right. No, Tosos wasn't clear. Tosos just gave us the one thing you saw from Tosos is he set up the case with different days. So it's possible that you need different days on both sides of the equation for Tosos. I can't prove it. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Could be just taking that, you know, it could be that if there's more than one day, if they aren't consecutive days, you definitely look at them as individual attacks. And if they're on the same day, you definitely look at them as the same attack. And the only value is when they're really separate. Then you could have a question, possibly. The one thing we say for Rashi, it seems clear, according to Rashi, is that the Mitzaref is the Ripoy itself. That was what seems clear for Rashi, is that the whole framework for viewing them as one big attack, and that you could look at it as kulhu bahade adadi, evaluate them all as one, is because lo nisrape ben tayim. But if he gets healed in between, then you would definitely look at it you would definitely look at it as separate attacks. There'd be chada chada, there'd be no question about that, right? In terms of boshes and sar. And of course, repoint, right? If they were all separate. The only question here is because lo nisrap mintayim, so somehow that is functioning to be mitzari for them. And that's why you have this possibility, this ibaya, which doesn't help you for repoint. Okay, for repoint, it's not going to help you. We have to explain that. It's not going to help you for the repoint, but we have to keep the key first move for Rashi is to realize what the repoint is doing. The repoint is functioning in Rashi's world as the mitzari. Tosos, it seems like, is using, it doesn't seem, there's zero indication, Tosos, that the repoint is functioning as a mitzari. He's saying repoint is just like tzar and boshes, it's part of the ibaya itself. And the Matzarif, according to Tosfos, or lack thereof, seems to be based upon time. Days, like we said, consecutive days of Matzarif, or if in the same day, then it's really one thing. Again, we don't know exactly, doesn't work it out, but he's bringing in his category of Tzira for Tosfos as time. Okay, that's what he's using. Rashi is using the Ripoy itself as a Matzarif, and the question is, can we work out, given that, why it would make sense that according to Rashi, Ripoy can no longer be a Nafkamina, but according to Tosos, Ripoy can be a Nafkamina just like Boshes and Sar. Okay. So let's go like this. Is the case is what Rashi means Lenisrab in time means he literally did not go to the hospital, did not have a doctor bills in between. There was zero doctor. Okay. Now, because of that, when we have to do an Omid now after the third thing or fourth thing, whatever, right? After he's blind and deaf and foot, no hand. So now we look into the past, according to Rashi, and we say, well, there was no repoy. There was no repoy. There's obviously no repoy from the past because he didn't go to the doctor. The only thing is, this guy's going to really have to go to the doctor now. The hospital's going to have to do a bunch of surgeries on him. And so prospectively, going forward in the future, we can do an omade of how much are all these injuries together? How much is it going to cost him in medical bills? Okay. But that evaluation, it forces you to put them all together because they're being, in terms of repoy, they're being evaluated all as one. Okay. And according to Rashi, that fact is what creates the possibility of saying, okay, do I say since in repoy, I'm forced to view it all as one because I'm evaluating going forward from all these four injuries, how much repoy is he going to need going forward in the future? So I do that for Tsar and Boshes also. And therefore, that's the kulabad adadi. Or do you say no? Is that tzar and boshes were experienced as separate individual phenomenon of the pain he felt in the moment, the boshes he felt in the moment. We'll take a boshes, a couple of weeks. But let's just say tzar simply. And therefore, on those things, I'll do chada chada. Just because the repoy I'm forced to view it all as one and saying how much is he going to have to be doctors to heal him from this. All these four things that come together, and the only repoy is going forward. So repoy, I'll view it all as one, but in Sarim Boshes, I can view them separately, right? Or do you say that no? Is that once you're doing the evaluation of repoy, because Lo Nisrap Bentayim, and that's gonna view it as all as one. So then I'm gonna say all of it Kulachad. I look at it as one big battle and an attack on him, a series of attacks. And just like I value the repoy all as one, I value the tzar and boshes all as one. Nafkamina, like Tosa said before, it's going to be mumekel on the matzah. Okay. But Tosvos obviously does not learn this way because Tosvos holds repoy is a nafkamina, right? And if I view it all as one, I'll view it one way. And if I view it differently, it's another. Okay. So one possibility simply for Tosvos is simply just to say, Tosis is looking like there was doctor bills in between, right? Let's think one second. Okay, which has, hopefully it works out. But I say according to Tosis like this, is that according to Tosis, it's like, just like each chavala, according to the Chada Chada Ketani Svar, right? You view each one and saying each one is Mechayev you in Sar and Boshas. So each one is Mechayev you in Repoy. In theory, if I isolated cutting off the hand, how much Repoy would I estimate that should cost you? Okay, that's different when I evaluate the hand alone, the foot alone, as an ear, right, the deaf, as opposed to all of them together, right? That's what we said. But I'm saying, according to Tosos, it's like part of the very omid of the Havala itself. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether he actually got refuah or didn't get refuah. It's like the whole thing is based upon an omid. Now, we can inform our decision based upon the events of the past. But essentially, you're always trying to make an evaluation of the chavala of how much ripoy should this be generating, right? So that one omade of each one in the past will include the actual doctor bills, which we know, plus any future doctor bills. As opposed to Rashi, where there's like two things. The ripoy that occurred in the past, that's just like pay the doctor bills. We know those happen. And then going forward, we'll do an omade. Okay? But according to Tosfos, is you're always going back to the moment of chavala and say, how much do we anticipate that the ripoy for this chavala will be? And therefore, you're not going to be using the fact that there was an actual ripoy in reality is not, is like irrelevant. It's just informative. It helps you inform your umdana. It helps you inform your evaluation as opposed to being like two separate phenomena, the ripoy of the past and then the ripoy going forward in our umdana. So it becomes irrelevant whether we actually got healed in between or not. Just help, we can make a better umdana if we actually got healed so we can include those costs that we know are certain. And then I just have this question of just like by Tsar and Bosch, just do I view as one big beatdown or do I view them individually? And the way I do my evaluation will affect the outcome. But according to Rashi, the ripoy of the past, those are like, by the past, I mean the ripoy that occurred in between the time of the Chavala to the time of the Omid, the evaluation itself. So those are actual, that's not an umdana, those are actual doctor bills. So you just pay them because that's included in ripoy as facts. Now going forward, we'll make an umdana, right? Should he choose? He always has the option, like we saw, remember, he always has the option to say, I just want it always to become something of the past. Whenever it happens, each day, you pay the doctor as it goes. Okay, but when I do ripoy ayidei umdana, then there's, according to Rashi, there's two things. There's the factual ripoy of the past, and then the ripoy going forward. Since, right? Okay. The point I'm trying to get to is that if you say that there's, when you come to do the umdana at the end, okay, obviously after all four things has happened, so if you split up the actual factual ripoy that occurred in the past from the ripoy of the future, like I'm saying Rashi is, so what that will do is if you actually, he cut off his hand and went to the doctor, went to the right emergency room, cut off his foot, he went to the emergency room, he made him deaf, he had to get healed, right? There was actual word doctor bills in between. Okay, so then that forces you to look at each event separately. So each event is going to have a separate ripoy. Each event will have a separate tsar and boshes. Each event will have a separate ripoy because each event, actually he went to the doctor separately after each event. So there's no svar in the world, according to Rashi, to look at this as one. You look at it as separate things. Okay, look, going forward, you could evaluate them all as one, but certainly in terms of the actual events, there's the ripoy splits them up. Okay. The holy boy, according to Rashi, is when there was no repo in the past. Lo nisrape b'intayim. He didn't have any repo at all. Then, when I do the repo, I'm going to value them all as one. And that's the boy. Now, do I say Tzar and Boshe should follow repo? All Arbat Varm should be all as one, just like repo is. But you say, look, treat them separately. Repo will be all as one, but Tzar and Boshe will be individual. Okay. Mishni Tosos. But according to Tosfos, I'm saying, according to Tosfos, there's no such thing as repoy of the past. There's just whenever I do the omade, I have to be an omade from this chavala that the guy did to him. How much repoy would I anticipate? Now, in that equation, I'll take the fact, well, I know he's already paid $1,000 of doctor bills. And then going forward, I anticipate he'll pay twice as much as that. So I'll say $2,000 total, which will include what he already paid and what I anticipate he'll pay in the future. So therefore, according to Tosfos, I'm always just doing an omade. I'm doing an omade now, so I can do of either of my question. The question is going to be just like the Tzar and Boshes. Do I do an omade of all four of them together right now, kula b'chadei adadi, or do I say do an omade of each one individually? How much ripoy it should what I would anticipate it should include? So there's nothing to ever be machalic. Even if he actually paid ripoy, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to start viewing them all as separate entities. I could. It's just different factors I'll include in my omade, either now as all them together or separately. Rashi, who's using ripoy as the mitzaref, is the one who's forced to say there is no actual ripoy in between. Yeah, so I'm saying according to Rashi, ripoy can't be a nafkamina because the whole case is predicated on the fact that the ripoy is being looked at as cases there is no actual ripoy in between, and that forces the ripoy to be all as one later on, and that's what generates the holy baya. Do I say once the ripoy is going to be kulubahada dadi, all arbitvarm are like that? Or you say no, each one of the arbitvarm is can be its own framework. Ripoy is kulubahada dadi, fine, but the tsar and the boshes could be individual. Right, that's why according to Rashi, it's impossible to say that ripoy is an afkamina. Also, because ripoy is the fact that there's low nisrapid bein time and the ripoy is being viewed all at once is the very basis for the whole chakira. That's the ukimta Rashi's putting into the case, that there was no ripoy in between. Right. But Tosos is not looking as the ripoy is the mitzarev. Ripoy is not part of the framework of the question. According to Tosos. So it's irrelevant. Did he get healed in between? Did he not get healed in between? If he didn't, fine. Doesn't make a difference. I'll do an omade. Either way, according to Tosos, the question is, I have to do an omade now. Do I want to conceptually be omade? How much ripoy does cutting off a hand have? How much ripoy does cutting off a foot have? All right? And in making a person deaf, if I'm going to value each one of those separately, or do I value them all together? If you lost all three of these things all at once, you went to the doctor, the hospital, how much are they going to charge you? That's Tosa's question. And whether or not he got healed in between is irrelevant. If he did, fine. If he did, fine. Then I'll use that information to make a better estimate. You know what I mean? I'm not going to have to estimate as much. I'll have certain facts that will help my estimate, make it more accurate. But it's irrelevant. He's not using ripoy to Quintosis as part of the very Ibaya. And why shouldn't it be? Just like Tsar and Boshes, there'll be a Nafkamina Quintosis, whether you look at Chada Chada or whether you look at all as one. And Ripoy is exactly the same question. Tosfos didn't understand. How could the Gemara possibly not group Ripoy with Tzar and Boshes? How could he group it with Nezek? It's exactly the same Nafkamina, whether you evaluate all as one or separately things. And that's Tosfos, and it makes a lot of sense. Because in terms of the Omid, it comes out different. The way I'm trying to answer for Rashi is that, according to Rashi, Ripoy can't be part of the Ibaya because Ripoy is the very framework and the basis which allows the Ibaya to exist. The according to Rashi, the whole Gemara is talking about a case where there was no actual ripoy in between. And therefore, in terms of the omade, I'm forced to look at it all as one in terms of the ripoy. Because there was no actual ripoy. So then I have to evaluate them all together. And ripoy is always telling me going forward. Right? That's the point. Rashi is saying, I look at, when I have to do my omade, I look at two things. The ripoy of the past. If there were separate individual ripoys, then obviously they're separate chavalos. Then there's no ibaya. Okay. If there is no separate, that so you know there's no ripoy of the past, fine, ignore that. Now I have to do the ripoy going forward. Ripoy going forward is going to include all four of them. This is the reality. I have these four things here going forward. Okay, there's no I don't look to the past anymore. I look going forward for when I'm trying to figure out an estimate. Of going forward, I only look from this moment on how much is the ripoy going to have to be. Okay, according to Rashi, this is the key point between Rashi and Tosfos conceptually here for ripoy. What allows Rashi to make this move and turn the ripoy into the mitzarev is that how do you view the actual doctor bills between the moment of chavala and the moment of the umdin? Okay, because those are different. You understand? You don't have to estimate those; those are known quantities. Right? Rashi is saying, well, just pay those. Those are separate cheshbon. Pay them out. That your chavalah definitely was machayev you in that. And that thing comes again. You don't need an umdina. It's not part of the umdina. That's just straight up ripoy. The future, the unknown future, is what you do evaluations for, according to Rashi. So there's like two different qualitative things. According to Tosfos, you're always doing an umdina. You're always trying to evaluate from the moment of chavalah, how much would the ripoy be expected from this? And then you could just use those other, the known quantities that occurred in between the moment the chaval and the umdina, you could use those to inform your evaluation. So that helps Rashi make a mitzarif, because since I have the point of the umdina is this split in time, where I look at the past as known and the future is going forward. So if there's nothing in the past, then there's nothing to separate out these separate chavalas. Then in the future going forward, I'm going to look at them all as one. I'm forced to look at them all as one. But Tosfos always does an umdina based upon the past. I'm doing an umdina now, but imagining I was 5 days ago. You're doing the umdina on Wednesday. But the umdina you're doing on Wednesday is to say, he cut off his foot on Sunday. If you cut off somebody's foot on Sunday, let me how much is the repoy that I would estimate that a person who lost his foot on Sunday, right, would have to pay doctor bills? So you're doing the umdana now, but you're always imagining the event of the chavala. How much should the event of the chavala happen 3 days ago? How much should that event have generated? And that will include the actual repoy that occurred between Sunday and Wednesday, plus any of repoy going forward. So you do one umdana on Wednesday from the perspective on Sunday, which includes the whole future. You can always, you're always doing the umdana at some later point in time, but you're trying to evaluate from the moment of the chavala how much tsar and boshes and repoy would that chavala generate. So that just includes everything. So the repoy is exactly like tsar and boshes. But since Rashi is saying the moment of the umdana, there's really, the past is very different from the future. So if there is a past which separates them out, so then they're clearly separate things. If there is no past, then all you have is the future, and that's forcing you to view them all together as one. And that's what establishes the whole framework of the question according to Rashi, because the repoy forces Kula Bahadadad. Now the question is, do Tzar and Boshes follow repoy because they're all part of Arba Dvarim, or Tzar and Boshes don't have this motivation? Let's look at them as separate individual Chavalos, which they were, separate Mechayivim. I'm almost assuming for Rashi in a certain sense that by Tzar and Boshes, if it was the only, my only consideration was Tzar and Boshes, then I would just evaluate them Chada Chada. Why not? They're really separate attacks, view them separately. Right? There's no real intrinsic motivation to split them up, which is a little different than Tosis, that thing, you know? What I'm saying is that since repoy is forcing you to look at them all as one, you're going to, because there was nothing in the past. It's just going forward, how much is the doctor visit going to cost for all these four things when he goes to the doctor later on today? So now you say, look, just do everything that way. Do the obviously Nezik and Shevis makes no difference. Do that going forward, you know. And then do the same thing with the Tzar and Boshes to say, if all these four things happened all at once, what's the Tzar with the Boshes? It's going to come out lower. And what's the Repoy going to be? And just do one Umdana. And that's the motivation is we want to, based on just, and that's a legitimate framework. We established that last, you know, with Tosos. It is a framework of looking at it. So then just do it all as one big framework. Repoy forces you to do it that way. And just do one umdana of going forward them all together. Or you say, look, for repo, you have to do that. But Tzar and Boshes, don't do that. Tzar and Boshes, do a different type of umdana. Do a chada chada for Tzar and Boshes. Which is like, and you know, it's so just the fact, is there like in a sense a certain motivation to do one big umdana, like to be consistent? Or just do all Arba Dvarim, all Chamisha Dvarim together with one umdana of Kula Hada Dadi. Or do you say, look, half of it, repo you do Kula Hada Dadi, and Tzar and Boshes, you do chada chada. Like that's what I'm saying, is the Chakir according to Rashi. Let's see if we can go over this far here and get it clear. Okay, what exactly is the moves here? Okay. The key, the thing is there's two, I think, key elements to realize in the difference between Rashi and Tosos. Okay, one goes into, like, in terms of how they're, like, learning the by itself. That's one main element. And the other is, like, the conceptual difference of how they view an umdana. Specifically with regard to the past and the present, the past, present, future. Okay, the phenomena of time that gets involved in umdana. That's more the conceptual machlokas in Rashi and Tosos. In terms of how they're learning the Yibaya, okay, with regard to repoy in particular, but the Yibaya in general, that's one major difference. And that's almost like the first step of the Svara is to identify this, is to realize that according to Rashi, the repoy is the very basis that allows the whole Ibaya to get off the ground. And that's why Rashi has to posit in the first Rashi, the whole case is where he did not get healed in between. Okay? And that leads, the fact that Rashi builds repoy into the very basis and the framework that allows the Ibaya to even exist, that's what allows Rashi to say, there's no nafkamin bei repoy. Okay? That's like the first thing. But Tosos never even brings repoy into the equation. He never treats repoy is not the framework of the Ibaya. The Ibaya is Tosis's old point of there's two ways to look at it as separate attacks or one big beatdown. That's the question for Tosis. The nafkamina being for Tsar, Shevis, Tsar, Boshes, and repoy. Those are all part of the same Chakir according to Tosis. Repoy doesn't set up the Ibaya, it's Gufa part of the Ibaya itself. The Rashi repoy is the very framework for it. That's the first step. Okay, you have to see that. That's like a major question of how to understand the context of the Ibaya. Okay. The second thing is why should that matter, according to Rashi, that the guy never got healed in between. Why is that relevant to Rashi? Let's say he did. So what? Couldn't I have the same question about Sarim Boshes, whether or not? What does it matter whether, how does Reboy set up the whole framework of the Machlokes, or the whole framework of the Ibai according to Rava? Okay. So he said that you have to realize that there's when you're doing an umdana at a point in time, okay, you have to really realize the difference between the past and the future, right? You're at a present moment. You're on Wednesday, okay? So now the difference between the repoy of the past and the repoy of the future are very different, okay? So again, Sheves and Ezek, you can see there's zero, none of these things matter. And Boshes and Sar, also, there's no such thing as Boshes of the past, Boshes of the future. It doesn't have this split. Repoy has this split where it's going to make a big difference. The way the past and the future are always different from each other, how the past and the future are ever different, is the way we look at it is the past is determined and the future is uncertain, right? That's how they're different. Repoy, that difference between past and future expresses itself. Because I'm doing the umdana on Wednesday. When I look at the doctor bills of the past, and those are known certain quantities, and the doctor bills of the future are unknown, uncertain, I have to evaluate that. Okay? So now I could say from Rashi says, treat those very differently. You only have to estimate the uncertain future. You don't have to make an estimation of a certain past. Let the guy pay the repoy from the past because he has to pay for doctor bills. That's not part of your umdana. It's almost like split that off. According to Rashi, you take the past doctor bills, make the chovel pay it, and then you limit your umdana to the future. Why should I evaluate? You don't evaluate the past, you evaluate the future. Right? How much doctor bills going forward is he going to have? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Say it a little more precise. According to Rashi, there's two types of umdanas. One is I have to figure out how much he did pay, how much were his doctor bills in the past, which should basically be just doctor's receipts and things like that. You know, it's much more akin to, there's always different types of estimates. Like when you have to do the evid on the shuk, how much was he worth before, how much is he worth now? That's another type of an umdana. These are different types of umdanas. But one kind of figuring out how much he paid in the past is a very different from guessing what the future will hold. Those are different types of umdanas. Okay. So what Rashi's saying here is by repoy, if I take out and I assume there was no umdana in the past of repoy, I don't have to do that kind of trying to figure out how much he actually paid. Okay. Because that will actually, where he, if he's Nisrapi Bein Tayim, if he actually goes to the doctor in between, that will force me by repoy to look at each Chavala separately in terms of repoy. It has to, because each time he went to the doctor in between, so that says, oh, for that hand, he went to the doctor, paid this amount. Then went to the foot, he paid a different amount for the doctor. So that forces you, on terms of the actual repoy of the past, to split up the different things. I'll take that to us in a second, okay? Okay. But in terms of, that's the umdana of the past. If there actually was medical payments in the past, each medical payment is associated with a particular chavala that generated the actual medical payment, and that forces you to split them up and look at them differently. But if there was no actual doctor bills in the past, so all I do now is going forward, I look at this guy, poor guy, no foot, no hand, he's deaf and blind, okay? He's going to go to the doctor for hopefully today, if he gets an appointment, okay? And the question is, how much is the medical bills going to be for all those four things? So that umdana, in terms of the uncertain future, by nature, groups them all together. Right, I'm going to be doing the one umdana of the future going forward, and they're all going to be viewed as one attack. Okay, and that for Rashi sets the stage of, in terms of replaying and view it all as one big long attack. So do I view that also for Tzar and Boshes? Right, and there is legitimacy and Nezek and Sheves for everything. Again, Nezek and Sheves no nafmina, but whatever for Tzar and Boshes and all Chamisha Dvarim, look at it all as one attack. And that was we discussed on Thursday, the difference between, depending upon how I view it, as one attack or two attacks or multiple attacks, but separate, will be a different number, right? As a Tosfos. Okay, good. According to Tosfos, we're saying Tosfos doesn't do that. He doesn't split up the repoy into an umdana of the past, how much the doctor bills did he actually pay in the past, and then the umdana of the future, right? The omid of going forward, how much do we anticipate? Rather, he does one umdana. It's true, today is Wednesday, But what Bazin does on Wednesday is Bazin goes and they say, look, you cut off this guy's foot on Sunday. How much doctor bills would we anticipate cutting off a foot would have? Right? They cut off his hand on Monday. How much doctor bills would we anticipate cutting off a foot would have if we do this chada chada? Right? Same thing with the eyes and in the ears. Okay? And that's one umdina. Now that umdina, since it's done from the perspective of, it begins from the chavala itself, it will include in it the actual payments that he did pay, plus any future payments.
Right, they're already separate in terms of, or they're...
You're putting them all, you're going to be putting, in terms of the repoy, you're going to be figuring out the amount of medical bills you have to pay this guy for cutting off his foot is going to be one number, which will include all the ones he has already paid and all the ones in the future you think he will pay. And you'll put that together into one big number and you'll say, that's how much repo you have to pay him for his foot. That's how much I would estimate that a foot, the medical bills for a foot are going to include. My estimate will include, obviously, it'll be above and beyond what he's actually paid. It's going to be an estimate because it's going to include the future, which is unknown, but part of it will include the known. Clear? Yeah? Okay, good. No. What you're doing is you're doing on Wednesday, okay? I'm saying you cut the guy's foot off on Sunday. How much doctors would that be? I would anticipate that's $10,000. He's already paid $5,000 between Sunday and Wednesday. Okay, fine. And I anticipate it's going to be $5,000 more. So basically, I'm anticipating from that the cutting off on Sunday would generate $10,000 doctor bill. Okay, and I'm, you know, of course I'm I can't be less than what he's actually paid, but it's one umdina, so it doesn't make a difference. If there's no reason, I'm always gonna, if I want to view as chada chada going to those, I will view as chada chada, even if he did pay doctor bills in between. And if I want to view as kula bahada adadi, then I'm gonna view them all as one thing, and I'm gonna figure out from all these four things, if they all happen together, how much would his doctor be for all of them together? It just doesn't make any difference. The fact that there was actual repo in between is just irrelevant. It doesn't change the framework of the machok, of the ibaya.
Right, it's the same as
good. Yeah, same question. Right. So I want to view it as one big four attacks together all at once, or to view them as separate things. Nothing changes because I'm always going back to the moment of Chavala and estimating it, which will include the known cost that actually happened in the future, but I can roll them all into one. Rashi says make a distinction between the umdana of the past, which you're basically just getting doctor's receipts, and the end in the future, which you're making uncertain predictions about what you think will happen. Okay. So Yaga wants to know what they're arguing about, okay? What they're arguing about, really, it comes out, they're arguing about, what they're really arguing about is the Girsa and the Gemara. There's two Girsas here, you understand? We have the Girsa like Rashi. Tosa says that makes no sense, he changes it, okay? So once you have a different Girsa in the Gemara, you can learn that you have to learn the Gemara completely differently. You know, what motivates Tosis to say this makes no sense and he changes the girsa? But in terms of the Ibai itself, it's going to be there's two different girsas here. Right? You understand that? There's two different girsas in the Gemara. Right. Is Ripoy with Tsar and Boshes, or is Ripoy with Nezek and Shevas? That's the two girsas. Where is the Gemara grouping it with? Right? That's important to realize. There's two different just girsas in the Gemara. That's what's allowing them to learn the Ibai differently. Tosis changes the girsa. I don't know if he had another year, or he just changed it himself. It seems like he just changed it, you know, which is a separate point, you know. I think the point of the machlokas, which allows Rashi to justify his way of reading the Gemara, his gears in the Gemara, and make sense of the whole thing, and use Ripoy as the framework of the Ibaya, is because Rashi will look at an umdana of the past and the future as qualitatively different, and he says you have to look at do those two things totally separately. Because of that, that allows Rashi, when there is no repoy of the past, when there actually was no medical bills that occurred during time, to say, yeah, but now, so now that comes out to be a big zero. Now the only umdana repoy I'm going to be doing is the one going forward from the present, which will automatically group them together. That allows him to explain his gear said the Gemara, where repoy serves as the very framework for the Ibaya, and therefore Ripoy can't be the Nafkamina, because it's the very framework itself. That's clearly Ripoy's Kula Bahada Adadi, it's Chada as Chada. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't look at that. Tosfos looks at the Umdana as all one big Umdana, which includes the past, present, and future, because you started from the moment of Chavala. In which case, it just doesn't make any sense to say that it matters whether there was a Ripoy in between It just doesn't, it just, Report just becomes exactly like Tzar and Boshas. There's no way to distinguish between them. Then it has to be part of the Abaye, and you're forced to change the gears in the Gemara. You know, Rashi has this creative way of looking at the Umdana that distinguishes between the past and the future as very different, and you can't group those into one type of estimation, right? And that's what allows Rashi to learn our Girsa and not change the Girsa in the Gemara and say, why is the Gemara group Ripoy with Tsar and Nezek? It should be really with Boshas and, why is the Gemara grouping it with Nezek and Sheves? It's really grouping with Tsar and Boshas. That's his problem. So Rashi, I'll tell you why. Because Ripoy is what functions as the very basis of the Holy Baya. And Rashi's theory of how to look at the past and the future in an Umdana is what allows him to do that.